Well, when you're pit corn, the green covering you take off the ears is
the shuck,
and then you got to get all them
silk.
Yeah. When your corn is tender enough to eat off the cob, Judge Jerry, you say that's when the corn is when that's the.
Well, roasting ear.
Yeah. You got a roasting ear.
Yeah.
And you said you raised some out in your.
Right. We usually.
The little
two
corn.
To three. Oh, yes, and. We've grown two or three rows of. What was commonly known as Old Hastings prolific, you know, field corn. Some people think that it's much better. I suppose it's just their idea.
Yes, sir.
They say they'd rather have the field corn than to have the other type.
Yes, sir. Did you ever raise them big old? You mentioned watermelons. What type of them? I hear they grow them around Hope and over here. Soil's good for them.
Oh, most commonly grown around here, of course, is the Dixie Queen, the striped, and then a white melon. But one we grow, we call it a nice rind. It's a very small. It's a rather small melon, you know. It's about probably 6-8 pounds a common. Has a very, very thin rind. Was a pet of my wife's family's, and they thought it was ideal because it was small, you know, and had very little amount of rind in it. But have to handle it so carefully. You certainly can't bruise it or it'll crack, you know. And
yeah. Oh. Have you ever seen the ones that, the yellow meat ones?
Oh, yes.
They call them?
I never cared for those. I mean, the taste of them like I did the other, the red ones. I suppose some people do like them, but they've never been as grown here to the extent of the others. They're not grown too often around here.
Yeah. Do you raise that big old fruit? Not a fruit, a vegetable, whatever it is. I don't know, vegetable, fruit, or animal. It's a big old one. You might make a jack-o'-lantern out of at Christmas.
The pumpkin?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I would probably one hill or so, you know, for pumpkin pies. However, most people around in this area prefer the potato pie, the yams, rather than the pumpkin.
Would your wife ever make a kind of a deep dish pie that wouldn't have a crust on the bottom, it would have just a crust on the top, and it'd call out, you know, have fruit or something in it? That'd be a
pudding, or most of them, though, that I've been acquainted with had a crust of some type, be whatever type of pie. Cobbler would have a crust, both on top and the bottom around it.